Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You will hear a man and a woman on a radio program as the man gives an information talk on a reading charity. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully to the information talk and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Radio Star, your local radio station. Today we are joined by Jake Matthews, who is part of the Read for All charity. He is coming today to tell us a little bit about it. Welcome, Jake.
Thanks, Marianne.
So, tell us all about Read for All, Jake.
Well, as the name implies, we are a charity that is focused on ensuring that all children have access to appropriate reading books. It has long been acknowledged that reading is an essential part of education while growing up, and children who read a lot do better at school than their peers who do not read a lot. Our plan starts when children are very young, so of course we therefore need to aim at parents, and chiefly low-income parents, to educate them about the benefits to their children if they are read to. Many children who read a lot develop this love of reading when their parents read to them. If we can get this happening, then more children will grow up with an attachment to reading that will affect them positively for the rest of their lives.
How do you educate the parents?
Our key focus is at hospitals where children are born. We have plenty of leaflets about us, and we have volunteers who visit the areas where parents are in hospitals and distribute these leaflets. Other places where we distribute our leaflets are nurseries, kindergartens, and primary schools, when parents drop off or pick up their children. The parents can then read about the benefits of reading in our leaflets and also see how we can help.
How can you help?
Good question. We realise that one of the things that stops parents reading to their children is that they do not know which books to read or where to find them. Families on budgets also find it difficult to allocate money to this area of family life when things are so tight. Getting parents to think about these things is also hard if the parents are not readers themselves. If we can get parents to come to our centre or website, we can tell them how to find books at no cost through joining libraries, or they can take away free books that we manage to print at a very low cost. All our books are graded by age, and there are no issues with breaking copyright, as we have permission to use all of them. Also, we have a low-cost app that people can download to their smartphone, as it seems even low-budget families can afford to own smartphones. It only costs a dollar, and with the app, stories and books can be downloaded for free, and the stories can either be read by the parent or read by a recorded voice. Of course, we try and encourage the parents to do the reading because of all the added benefits that this brings. This has already been a huge success, and we believe that there are now thousands more parents reading to their children than when we started. This will make such a difference to the children's imagination and English skills. Linked to this, immigrant families can read or listen to the stories, and both the parents' and children's English can be improved.
You now have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen to the rest of the information talk and answer questions 16 to 20.
How do you fund all these activities?
We only manage to operate because of generous donations. We get no official help. We have one particular donor who supplies the funding for at least 60% of our needs, but the rest all comes from the public. We have various ways that we try to raise funds. We run car boot sales, special dinners, and other similar activities. We also ask people who use our products a lot to make a modest and optional donation, if they can afford it.
Do you get enough money each year then?
Not always. Sometimes we make a little more than we need and sometimes a little less, but at present it all evens out in the end. We'd do better with more money though.
I'm sure many of our listeners would be keen to help out. How can they find out how to get money to you?
Thanks very much for the suggestion. We have a website called readforall.com. There is an icon on the homepage labelled Donations. If any of your listeners click on that, they will see the process of how to make a donation. This will probably be more convenient than sending money by mail or trying to find one of our centres. Thanks very much to anyone who does this.
I'm sure you'll get a good response.
I'd like to tell you now a little about volunteering, as we've received some questions about that.
Of course.
We cannot afford to pay a salary to anyone who comes to do any work for us, although sometimes we can pay for some modest expenditure incurred for travel from where people live to our centres if we can get receipts. This will all be explained in our volunteer leaflets that can be picked up at our centres or found on the website, but I just wanted to make this clear up front. Now I'd like to let people know about where to come if they'd like to volunteer. The best place is to come to our town centre offices. To get there, you need to travel to the city centre and go down Ballard Street, which comes off the roundabout in the town centre. Go down Ballard Street and take the second right. You'll recognise the turning, as there's a cinema on the corner. Across Ballard Street from it, there is a police station. So you go down the road on this turning for around 100 metres. On the left are our offices above a car dealership. It's pretty easy to find us. If you come by car, you can park on the street, and there are, of course, lots of buses that go to the town centre. If you can't find us, give us a call or ask for directions to the main town post office, which is right opposite our offices.